So I'd like to call this talk Love Story. I was feeling about this week and the people who are here, like all of us here. And just somehow being much more interested in planting a seed that will grow over years, let's say. Much more interested in that than in just having a good retreat or a great experience in the retreat. And I don't know exactly why this comes so clear. But this sense of using the week, using the time together to find out how it would be to move differently in our lives. How it would be to have another approach to our lives, to see ourselves differently. So that everything can change, that everything can be uplifted and somehow simplified also, or made beautiful, not only managing to pass by, which is what most of us just want, to manage to pass by, but actually to live. So I wish that this week is not like a collection of experiences or even information up here, but that we can bring some clarity into how our life can change, how which movement is needed for us to see differently our situation. So instead of reading all the books and having the information in the head, would be more like seems like the more modern way of learning or studying, no? We keep hearing, well, the most important is for us to learn where to go, where to look when we need the information, instead of collecting all the information in our heads. That was the old system. So in the meditation world, that would be finding and building up this link within ourselves, like finding this connection that we can have access to whenever needed, in whatever situation we are in. And just using just a little energy into bringing some strength into that link, into that connection, so that we don't lose it, or we don't lose it as often as we do. The turning would be like going from a sense of fight or a sense of going against the current. Like, I have to fix myself. I have to be better. I have to get rid of that problem. I have to be less soft or less sad or less whatever. In order to be myself. And moving from that, from this against the current, into a movement that is more a fluid movement or a going with the current. In other words, whatever happens, however we perceive ourselves, it doesn't necessarily need to be a bad thing, something to go against, but actually could be what we are, and we can start loving what we are, recognizing and just relaxing into what we are, whatever that is. Going with the current means love, or means like a certain ability to connect with the goodness of life. We cannot go with what is if we consider that what is crap. We have to get rid of the crap first, and then in order to find what is as a something beautiful to be with. And this, I feel, this is the what seems very important to me, like the stop seeing the crap as crap, the stop fighting against the crap. First, who says this is crap? Who decides that? And second, if we agree that this is crap, like why we think that there is no wisdom in crap? Why we have to get rid of that instead of, well, this is here. I do get angry. I do get nervous. I hate that person. But it's also not even about starting to analyze why I hate that person, which would be the other modern way. Why I get angry, why I get sad or upset, and trying to understand. I feel it can be much simpler than that, in a way. If it is possible to embrace what is. This full body, this full being. And that full body, full being is complete, even if it had been smashed or had suffered, is complete as it is. to start going with the flow instead of against the flow is an act of extreme love, you know, is an act of here I am, you know, without hiding or escaping. And when we start being able to see here I am, like fully, it seems that there is a chance for healing to happen. Instead of me deciding what needs to be fixed, we could say, we can embrace what is and letting what needs to change, change. The wisdom of life itself can decide what needs to change. If let's see, is as if we can trust the beauty of life. That which we want to change, let's say, is given to us. Like is given to us the potential to change that. We don't have to fight for it, you could say. So we could relax into that wish to become who I am fully, the human wish of freedom, but not as a something that I have to gain with my machete, but as something that is inbuilt, that belongs to us. So as we relax, there is the chance for that which belongs to us to start whispering, to start taking place. When we want to change, we feel we are more powerful than the intelligence of life. We are more intelligent than life. That's why we have to step before life and fix, no? But when we relax, in a way we are saying, yes, there is an intelligence in life itself that knows what needs to change here, and it's doing its job. And it's incredibly challenging, we can say, to be relaxing, to be lying down, and not to have much clue about what the hell is going on. It's challenging for our well-trained minds. And yet this is, to me, like the gift of the week. You can say the seed that we can plant and that can slowly grow. When we relax into this and start trusting this intelligence of life, many times we discover that that which we thought needed urgent change perhaps is not the most urgent thing to change. We start discovering that many, many areas of our life are being touched, are being like changed somehow or modeled. Many areas of our life that we didn't even think of, or that we didn't put on the list of things to change or things to look at. We come here convinced that what we are looking for is peace, for example, and we work on getting peace. Basically, we fight on getting peace. But maybe we discover that the most important thing is not peace. Maybe we even forget about getting peace. And we start relaxing so much that we actually can hear the birds, or feel the rain on the skin, or the wind. So forgetting about our goal, even if the goal is so beautiful, like getting peace, usually the goals are very beautiful, and that's why they are very tricky also. But it's very convincing to ourselves that we want to be better. We want to get peace, or we want to love. Who would not agree with that, you know, beautiful goals? But how even those beautiful goals could be tricks, could still be like controlling tools or controlling systems. What if I don't know what I want? What if we just come here with this human wish of freedom, human wish of living a fulfilled life, like with the some, just with the sense, with just with the whisper, not even the total certainty, but just with the sense of, yeah, I think this is for me. I think this is for everyone. And letting our life be moved by this crazy sense that we cannot even put the finger on. If someone asks why you come to a retreat, it's very easy to say to find peace or to become better, or to decide about my job. But it's very, very tricky or very difficult to say, because I have an intuition of how, of my own potential, you can say. You can say, but you have to be a little careful to whom you say these things, because they may want to come and check what you are doing here. So this relaxing into, or having the courage to be less sure about what needs to be changed or what needs to be attained, and starting to loose up a little bit, lose any sense of knowing exactly what we are going, and just keeping this deep longing that I believe that we all have from the beginning of times, if there is such a beginning of times. We just keep forgetting about it. Keep hearing voices that are louder. So that longing, that natural wish for fulfillment, which is a whisper, we can say, starts to slowly, slowly shut up, like slowly, slowly learns how to be silent till the moment when we don't hear it anymore. So in a way, like, it's nothing new, it's nothing weird what we are doing or trying to do. It's something like as easy as the most easier thing we can think of, you know. As natural as the movement of the child when he's born towards the milk. In theory, there is, the child doesn't know anything, had not been taught about anything. And yet, if you let the child just born, even with the umbilical cord on, naturally will crawl up to the breast of the mom to look for the milk. We would not know how to do that a few years later. They say the child would not even know how to do that, like, few hours after being born. So forgot that super simple basic thing, getting milk in a few hours. So imagine with all these years that we let pass with so many other voices in this whisper. The whisper gets smashed. But this discovery, this coming back to the whisper, also is not something that we can force. That's why I put the title of Love Story. Because it needs a certain dedication. It needs the sense of losing time, we can say, or being out of time. If you remember being in love, or if you are in love, the sense of time is completely, it doesn't match the watch. When you are with that person, you want 1 minute to be 3 hours. When you are not with that person, you feel every moment is 3 hours. So it's the same with this process of meditation or this adventure to getting to be in touch with the whisper. We are asked to forget about the time, And to be asked to forget about the time means that to get to love the process is essential. If we are suffering, trying to find this whisper, we will not forget about the time. We will be counting this amount of effort should mean this amount of results, as we do in everything in life. So this start loving the process itself, or not being in a hurry. Then some voice can start speaking. And also it's not going to take a moment to change this movement of life. To go from going against the current to going with the flow. So we may as well enjoy the process itself. I'd like to point out that many times we know when we start this process, but we never know when it will end. And most of the times we start thinking, oh, I'm going to Paris. And after a few years, we find out that we actually are going to Holland. So the sense of celebration in that which we call meditation is essential to keep going. It's essential so that we don't dry out and start being even resentful of that thing that I had been told to do and it doesn't bring me anywhere, and it doesn't change anything. Is there any question?
What to do with very strong emotions?
What to do with very strong emotions? What do you do now?
Trying to make my heart stop beating very strong inside my chest. Right now.
And what these emotions, what are they trying to say? Did you ask them?
In the beginning, I tried to block and observe and disconnect from the emotion, and then I said, okay, this is what I'm feeling, so I'm gonna feel it, and I allowed myself to express far away.
Far away? What do you mean far away?
I went far away from...
Ah, okay, to express those emotions, okay.
When I'm not here, it's okay. But here, it's like a big hole. More pain and fear. And I it's hard to find the goodness in it because I'm afraid to feel it. I can't trust fear. So I don't know if I can contain this and not completely fall apart and forget about, like, the longing to be well, because I feel inside there is nothing good.
So it's you trying to go deep?
To go deep, but it's waiting for me every time. Time I wake up, it's like it's there.
Yeah, so I see like you trying to go deep, and then this emotions like bothering, like not allowing, like blocking you from going deep. So, like, those emotions, you can say, are on the way, no? And it's something that, let's say, you don't want. Like, those emotions, you don't want them there because they are on the way of you going deep. No, this is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And so is there any way to love this child, like these emotions as a child? Is there any way of like looking at them and say, okay, I don't understand you. I don't understand you, but since you are here, we can try to find a way to be together.
I'm working on it.
Okay, I'm working on it. Okay.
I just don't know how to not to get lost in the same.
Maybe by not being scared of it. Because now, like, it's like you decided that it's too strong, no? This emotion is too strong, so only possibility is to little bit get rid of it, no?
Yeah.
Otherwise, there is nothing else, no? It's too strong, it takes over, no? But what if this is what is, you know? Like, what if you can embrace that? Who says that this emotion is not important? Like, who says that this you have to get rid of this emotion? Because what I was saying, like, we want to be better, no? Or we want, this example, we want to be compassionate. Why? You know, like, many times we want to be loving, or we want to be these big words, no? Like, compassionate. But in a way, it's the same, to want to be compassionate or not to want to be angry. You know, it's both like my idea of being angry, which doesn't match like what I had been told, basically. So if we say, I want to be compassionate, I will be well accepted. If I say, I want to be angry, I will not be well accepted.
Also feels better to be compassionate than to be angry. It doesn't feel so well in the body.
because automatically we think I should not be angry. No? Automatically I'm not allowed to be angry. So then I'll do all my, like, I'll do my best to not be angry. But because we agree that it's not good to be angry. Like, there is a lot of this, like, agreement, let's say. But in a way, like, the wanting to be compassionate is very, very similar to the not wanting to be angry, let's say, if when it comes from the same, it comes from the same place.
Okay.
Then there is another thing, which is the experience of being compassionate. The experience of love. Okay, this is different. But the wanting to love, the wanting to be compassionate is, let's say, matching the same system as not wanting to be angry.
What about fear?
Yeah, some people say fear is wise.
What?
Wise.
Wise?
Wise, like wisdom is in it. But which kind of fear?
Horrible.
But you feel fear when you go in, like when you want to go in, then fear comes? Or is fear?
There was anger. And then the anger went.
Yeah.
Left. Okay. I'm happy to be angry. Left.
Good.
And then came pain.
Pain.
Very strong.
Yeah. Sadness, would you say sadness or pain?
I don't know.
Yeah. No, no, it's not important.
And then with the pain came a thought, many thoughts, and one of them was, pain is endless, and then there was fear.
Yeah.
I felt like all the gestures that I learned to relax my body, to be soft, are all gestures, are not authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And like, then it becomes like emotions and thoughts and
mm-hmm.
blah blah blah. And like also that there is no technique, and in the first, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to hold to.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid to like fall into a very dark place.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Welcome. You know, we can make a party. I feel what you're saying is very beautiful, because this, if we can see just like in a very simplistic way, like the fear, and the anger being this protection, huh? The force, I'll not feel fear, you know. We try our best. I mean, we, as lovingly as we can, we try our best to protect ourselves, and this is what we should do. I mean, this is what we learn to do, and this is what we do to survive, you know. We do this to survive, and this is a very natural thing that we do. And in this protection, this, you know, the anger, it doesn't allow anything to filter in. And the moment we feel the pain of the anger, we collapse in a way, and sadness comes. That the anger and the sadness is so much together. It's one thing, like this or like this. It's one thing. We present the, you know, the Iron Man, or we collapse into tears. It's the same thing. But when we collapse into tears, there is more chance to feel the pain behind. We stop being that strong, that, you know, our wall has a crack suddenly. And then when we collapse into tears, when we are able to feel that pain, in a way it's like sunrise, you know, in a way it's like very good news, because we can restart being able to feel the pain. And it feels unbearable, it feels impossible. It feels there is no end, as you're saying, it's a big hole. And there is nothing you can tell yourself, there is nothing anyone can tell you. You are left in this hole. And we can, choose somehow to feel that hole as part of the flow. Perhaps we can feel safe enough to relax so much so that we can let this be also. And it's such a beautiful process, this loving story, like with whatever is. And the melting process from the protecting ourselves into the collapsing or into the fear of losing it. And this has a lot to do with death, fear of death also, fear of losing oneself. One thing that I always find funny is that I think that if I would ask here how many people want to be free, you know, how many people want to be enlightened, like whatever this word, everyone has a different thing in mind, but we can't, this is another story. Like, I'm sure, like, everyone will say, ah, I want this cake, no? I want this, I want to be free, ah. But actually, when the moment of taking the clothes off comes, like this moment that you are describing, of taking the clothes off, putting the gun down, the moment of starting to lose the sense of who I am, or the idea of who I am. When all this starts to come, the first feeling is a freaking out situation. And I like to say, hey, remember that you said you wanted to be free. Remember that you said that you wanted to lose yourself. But the moment the real melting happened, it's like, I know, actually I love that iceberg, you know. I love the way I was, you know. Many people freak out and say, because before I was compassionate, now I don't even know if I love anyone. Great. Let's scratch more. You know, what was this compassion? What was that? You know. So this process of melting down the iceberg of like, oh, I lost my shirt. I lost my pants. I lost my shoes. It's freaky, you know. It's not what we imagined would be. And yet it's so beautiful. It's so much the process itself taking one step and the other and the other and the other. And if we can just keep remembering first that there is no way back, important to remember. So it's not much point in trying to climb back the mountain. And the second, just to really need to remember the process itself. And what is darkness? What is? Perhaps it's intimacy. Perhaps in this darkness we meet this a level of intimacy that we never experienced before. Perhaps in this doubting who I am, we start to discover something that I never thought before. So the invitation of feeling this falling down of the castle, falling apart, the castle, we see the castle falling apart. And there is pain sometimes. invitation is to trust the process itself. And to get to even love the process itself. To give time to that, to give energy to that. We don't know where we are going. We would like to have a clear map. But I like maps, so I looked everywhere for this one. But I couldn't find it. So we are left with this adventure of life. And there is something that doesn't want to go there. And there is something that knows that can only go there. I remember with my first teacher, like spiritual teacher, if I ever had a first one, I feel I had so much help that it's difficult to point one person. But I remember in one meeting someone was saying, I was about 16 or so, and someone was saying, oh, we have to create something in the schools or somewhere so that the kids can have a reference point, can start this process of looking in so that they start to be familiar with their own voice. So now to me that seems a great idea. But in that moment I remember that I started crying, and saying, I said in this meeting, don't do that. I said, no, we should hide that from people. It's so much pain. It's so much pain to suddenly find out that you are living for something else. Something else that you cannot tell your friends. You know, something else that you cannot buy and show, something that is fully in and vital and completely essential. There is nothing more important than that. And yet, it's nothing. Cannot speak about that, you will not be understood for centuries. So don't tell this to people. Just tell, yes, you are right. You have to go for the best career, best car, the best wife or husband, whatever, the best this, the best that. I remember this moment just crying, don't do that. So we go through moments of that where even though it's the best news, it's the worst news. Like the best news because there is light, and the worst because it's not that easy to see the light in a place where the light is not spoken, where it is not a priority. So we can just stay together for a couple of minutes in silence. may we all have and find deep joy in the adventure of becoming human.